Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday hosted Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan. It's their first encounter since Ankara downed one of Moscow's planes last November. That's Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says, your visit today, despite a very difficult situation regarding domestic politics, indicates we all want to restart dialogue and restore relations between Russia and Turkey. Mr. Putin made the comments as the two met in St. Petersburg. The visit to Russia is Erdogan's first foreign trip since the failed coup against him in July, and Erdogan said the Turkish people were happy that Putin had expressed his support following the attempted coup. Up to 2 million people in Syria's Aleppo have gone without running water for the past 4 days, and the United Nations warned Tuesday, describing the situation as catastrophic.
Attacks on civilian infrastructure this week have severely damaged the city's electric and water infrastructure, leaving over 2 million residents of Aleppo without electricity or access to the public water network. Water available through wells and tanks in Aleppo is not nearly enough to sustain the needs of the population. The UN is extremely concerned that the consequences will be dire for millions of civilians if the electricity and water networks are not immediately repaired.
A baby born with brain defects caused by the mosquito-borne Zika virus has died in Texas, marking the first in the state first Zika-related death, according to officials Tuesday. The mother had become infected with Zika while traveling in Latin America. A statement by officials in Texas say the baby passed away shortly after birth. This is VOA News.